And welcome back. Our Huntington Bank first intermission report. Jackets lead 2-1 over the Coyotes. Jeff Rimmer, as promised, joined by President of Hockey Operations, John Davidson. John, I want to talk about tonight's game, but before we do, last night, a little bit of duress there just prior to the game. You lose Brandon Dubinsky. We all know what he means to this hockey club. And Nick Foligno steps up. I thought had his best game of the year. Ryan Murray back inserted in the lineup after talk of him being a healthy scratch. And I thought the team really responded with a great road game.
Yeah, I thought so too. Bork went back in the lineup. Prout was asked as a defenseman to play up front a little bit. I thought they all gave us good minutes with Dubinsky. This was an elbow injury that he had had previously. He banged his elbow a couple of weeks prior. And then all of a sudden, an hour before the game, it really acted up. It just got badly swollen, hot to the touch, which means it's infected. The doctors decided not to let him play, which was a good thing. And we thought up to an hour before the game he was going to play. He then had some work done on it today. He'll be out a couple of weeks maybe. But at least it's cleaned out now. And it's called a bursar sac thing inside the elbow. It got infected, had to be taken care of. That's just the way it goes.
All right, tonight, Jackets get off to a great start, as everybody well aware, still looking for that first home ice victory.
Yeah, this is something that's very important. These next two periods are really important. I know Arizona was here last night sitting and watching our game as we were on the road, but no, that doesn't matter. We've got to find a win at home. We've been playing pretty well on the road. You think of wins in Los Angeles, San Jose, Pittsburgh, New Jersey, that's good stuff, and we're starting to get better numbers with our penalty kill, as you can see. Better numbers goals against, better numbers goals for. But we have to win at home. It's essential. It's just simply essential. And we've got to thrive on winning at home, want to win at home, enjoy the home crowd, get it going.
All right, let's take a look at that first period from the Jackets' perspective. Even strength goal, then another power play goal.
Hartnell freezes the goaltender here with a fake shot pass. And then I thought Carlson did a great job taking a pass where the puck was rolling a little bit, and it hit the net. That was a great play by Savard to keep this play alive, and then the other players got together to deflection. Johansson goes to the net nicely and gets the rebound and scores. Here we're way too cute. At the blue line, remember the famous coach Herb Brooks with the U.S. Olympic team in the 80s that won the gold medal? He called that blue line the gray zone. You can't mess with the puck on either side of the blue line, that gray zone. And we messed with it there. Didn't get it deep. They countered with a 2-on-1. They made a good play. We didn't.
All right. Now, former goaltender of the National Hockey League. In fact, I think I read somewhere this week someone called you a legendary goaltender.
I wouldn't go that far.
Aaron Port's line this week in the story.
Thank you.
Discussing the nets. Everybody discussing goalie equipment. As an ex-goaltender of the National Hockey League, what has got to be done to get more goal scoring?
Well, there's a couple of things. Call more penalties. One, more power plays means more goals. Second of all, goalie equipment is too big, but I don't know if they're going to change much of it. The if you go back in time, if you had a goals against average in my day, somewhere around 3 was pretty good. A 900 save percentage, pretty good. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, though, you got to be just over 2 in goals against, and you've got to have a 915 to 920 save percentage, which means goalies are good. They're better than they used to be. They're bigger. They have longer arms. They have longer legs. They take up more net. If you don't change your goalie equipment, you have to make nets wider.
Hold on. You want to make the nets bigger?
I want to see more goal scoring. It's that simple. The goalies are all bigger. The only negative I would have, two things with making a net bigger. First of all, the smaller goalie would have a hard time playing. The 5'10 goalie would have no shot. You'd have to be 6'2, 6'3, 6'4, which the majority of goalies are today anyway. And the other thing, the records would change. But as I see in football with the convert after the touchdown scored, they moved that back. And some guys have missed this season. And it makes a big difference in games. If we went a little wider, a little bit taller, it may change with more goals being scored. But so be it. We have to be able to not be afraid of evolution in our sport to continue to make it improve.
All right. Thanks for this.
Okay. My pleasure.
Legendary goaltender. We're back. Up next, it will be Bill Davich and the Telus Raider.